Welcome to the Circle 31 podcast. I'm your host, Ayanna Robinson Dixon. And on today's episode, I'll be speaking with author, minister, and podcast host, Dr. Avis Sparks. Dr. Avis Sparks, welcome to the Circle 31 podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Would you please just tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes, as she said, I'm Avis Sparks. I'm from Mississippi. Right now I'm in Laurel, Mississippi with my husband and two children. As of now, I'm a writer. Before that, I was in science. I did biomedical research, but that's kind of like a past life for me. I'm really into writing and just inspiring people through my writing. And so I've written a book, Healing the Body of Christ, Embracing Abundant Life. And this is just where I'm at right now, just trying to encourage and support people in their walk with Christ.
That is beautiful. And I'm looking forward to talking more about that book in a bit. But just want to get just a feel for your background. You said it was in science?
Yes, I did. I'm a researcher. I love knowledge. And so sometimes I get to talking to people like, oh, too much. But I started off in biology. And so I did research in breast cancer research, type 1 diabetes research. And I did that and went to graduate school, did a postdoc. And then I came home to the kids. I started having children. And so we started doing that. And then we found other inspiration in writing.
Mm-hmm. So tell me how you went from that, so it was the science, motherhood, and then that's when the writing came. How did that all come about?
Well, actually, the writing came before all of it, kind of. I really started writing in school. Ooh. But, you know, that's just like, it was a pastime, journaling, writing poetry and things like that. And I always had this aspiration, like, I'm going to get that book out there. And so through the years, I encourage people, you know, those things, those thoughts that you have, write them down. Because that's honestly not all of the book that I published, but a number of thoughts and things and ideas started from college, you know, thoughts I had in high school, and they just compiled themselves. And then I got some time to sit down and think on them a little bit, pray over them, and it became a book. And so it's a love for me, you know, and so I just got a chance to make it more than a hobby through the blessings of my husband. He supports me in my dreams, you know.
That is amazing. That's amazing. It's a great partner. That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about like your growing up and what life was like for you as a kid?
Yes, I grew up a big family. It was six of us children in the household, and I was the second to the youngest, so I did get picked on a little bit. But it was great. It was great. I did grow up in a Christian home, not to say that we're without, you know, difficulties and struggles of life that we have to deal with. But because of that, I did have develop a love for Christ at a young age. Mm-hmm. And a love for his word at a young age. And so I think that has kept me a lot of my life, just, you know, it's starting so young, and a lot of things I've always viewed it, you know, through that lens. And I know people who haven't, and I was like, I don't know how to do life, you know, mm-hmm. Without that lens. And so that's kind of been it for me, is just growing up that kind of way. My mom just always encouraging me to, you know, see God for myself. And I appreciate that, especially with the world we live in now. It's like you go by hearsay and you get a lot of, you know, weird stuff. But if you see God for yourself and read the word for yourself, you find truths that stabilize you, that ground you, that actually bring about growth and deliverance. And so I always go back to his word. And so I appreciate my mom for that, you know, starting me off in his word.
So I'm so glad that you brought that up, because there might be someone listening, a parent that's listening right now, who did not grow up in the kind of home that your parents provided for you in terms of the Christian home, where they were actually teaching you and showing you and guiding you. Can you please speak a little bit more to that and encourage that parent who's listening now, who is trying to create that for their child or children, and they didn't necessarily grow up in a Christian home?
Yes. And I think we can all, as parents, we have that fear, like, am I doing it right? You know, am I doing enough? Yeah. And let's just be honest, even my mom, she didn't know everything I was getting into, right?
Yeah.
But God was there with me. And I look at that with my children. It's like, I can get, you know, fearful, and I can get anxious about all the things that this world can put on them. But I have to look at my life when I was a child. God kept me. You know, my mom was there, and she taught me, but God is the one who kept me. And so when it comes to my children, I have to trust that he's going to keep them, because my mom didn't know everything. You know, she put me in school, but she didn't know everything that was going on in the classrooms, but I was being introduced to. And so, yes, parents, pray for your kids. I mean, that is paramount, you know, paramount. Mm-hmm. You have to do it. You have to give them that word. You have to give them something to work with. But God, if you put it in them, God will continue to work that thing. And And so we, you know, as parents, we do have a job, you know, not to say that God's going to do it all. No, that's why we're parents. We have a responsibility. But I think we have to remember that God is a part of the equation, too. And remember that he's faithful, you know, with our children. So if we keep giving them to him, he's going to be there, you know, grabbing them back up and guiding them. And again, they have to go through their process just like we went through ours. I know I have to think about that when mine is like, they're not going to be perfect little people just because you threw the word at them, you know, put it in them. They have to go through their process of growth and development and finding God and realizing God for themselves. So be patient with them and be patient with yourself, you know.
And I just want to speak to that personally, because right now I actually have two children. My husband and I, we have two children in middle school. We have one in third grade, but this is really the time where it's like, as you said, I mean, they're good kids, but you know, they're out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's middle school. And I really just, what you're saying is resonating with me. We do everything we can to pour into them, to teach and train and definitely bathe them in prayer. But when they walk out those doors into their classrooms, you know, they have to go with what we taught them, or they have to make those decisions on their own without us being there watching everything they're doing. Yeah. So it's just a season of just being able to allow them to walk that out on their own. And it sounds like from what you're saying that your mom gave you those tools, though. She was teaching you in the house. She was showing you how to do it. Not that everything was perfect, but you were able to connect with God on your own. How did you know when did you recognize and realize when you had your own authentic connection with God?
I think, like I said, I think it really started at a young age. My mom, and I think that's why I love stories so much now, is my mom started off with the Bible stories. And you know, the Old Testament stories, they can get some children's attentions if you give it to them right. You
that's
know?
True.
You know, David and Goliath and even Adam and Eve, you know, these are some pretty dramatic stories that are occurring in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so just as a kid with an imagination, I was drawn to the stories in the Bible. And then just growing up, I began to see how they actually applied to me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just that childlike faith. And I appreciate that childlike faith. It's like somebody gives it to you, you trust it and you run with it. Mm-hmm. And you have to, you know, begin to make it really see the authenticity in it as you grow. It's like, it's not something that my mom just gave me. It's value in what my mom showed me. Mm-hmm. And it is tested. You know, it was tested mm-hmm. in my life, but I think just with her giving it to me young, I didn't have too many questions. I just trusted what she gave me. And then with life, as things came, I saw just how true it was. You know, I just saw God continue to show himself faithful. I saw how his word was true. And I think that's, for me, that's why I harp on his word so much, because in my life, it's like, I don't know how I could stand otherwise, you know, with everything, with people do, all the things that people say and all the situations that come, I see time and time again, his word, it stands true. It doesn't matter, you know, what's placed up against it. Mm-hmm. And so I think just with it being at a young age, that childlike faith, I didn't question it. And then I got old enough to question it. And I just saw he always came through for me. So
That's ma'am. A beautiful testimony. Now let's talk about your book. Give us the title of your book again.
Okay, it's called Healing the Body of Christ, Embracing Abundant Life. And that was a long title. I was going to go, the reason for writing this book, I had this question and actually started in college, just like, why is the body of Christ sick? You know, if Christ is a great physician, you know, if he's God, why are we as Christians sick? You see, you know, Christians dealing with emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues. And it's like, if I'm a child of God, why am I dealing with all of this? And the book really just examines that. And, you know, the main thing is we are children, you know, when we receive him, we are children of God. We were created with purpose, but we do have an enemy. We do have somebody who's working against us that doesn't want us to succeed. He doesn't want us to flourish and grow. And the book, it starts off and with the idea that, you know, Christ said, you know, the devil, the enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So that's his purpose. That's what he wants to do. But I came to give you abundant life.
That's right.
And so the book is trying to get us to not, you know, we know all this stuff. He's coming against us, but let's focus on what Christ has given us to actually live this abundant life. He's actually given us things to do it. He's given us a lifestyle. He's given us gifts and character, his word. He's given us so many things to actually embrace the life that he died for us to have. And I think with us not taking the time to look in his word, we don't see what he's given us. And so the book just really just walks through, you know, what God has given us, why we don't always pick it up all the time, you know, the things that keep us from it, whether it be fear, it be hurt, it be pain. And we just acknowledge we all struggle. So don't feel bad because you struggle. Don't feel shameful because you struggle. We all do it. Just get to the place where you allow God into the struggle so that you can get the answers you need to get past those things. So actually get that healing, you know. Yes, ma'am.
So do you have any thoughts on why, you may address this in your book, but like the disconnect between what God offers us in as believers, mm-hmm. as his children, and what we actually appropriate and use as his children. Mm-hmm. Where's that disconnect?
God gives us so many promises, right? Mm-hmm. it's a lot of them in the book. And sometimes we forget that sometimes we have to qualify for some of those promises.
My.
You know, the only thing that he truly said that we can have without any work is salvation. He's given us salvation. He said, hey, I give you a new slate. I've given you freedom. But everything else, you actually have to work to keep this, because the devil's going to come at you and try to take it from you. That's that steal, kill, destroy that person. So we have to have a dedicated, committed mind to saying, let me use what God has given me. So when the devil and the enemy and this world is trying to take it from me, or trying to show me, you know, trying to blind me to it, I can overcome that. And so if we have responsibilities that actually invite the promises of God in our lives. And one of the things I like to talk about is the seed that God has given us. Like God has given us all the seed, and for that seed to grow, we have to do something with it. Okay. And that's his seeds are his promises. And we have to do something with that seed to actually see the fruit of it. We have to plant it. We have to nurture it. We have to till it, grow it, prune it. Mm-hmm. All these things, God has given us so much, but we are called to do some work to receive some of these blessings that we're looking for.
Are you able to give us maybe an example of something that we would need to work? We just don't expect it just to be there. We have to work in order to get it.
Say I want a promotion on my job. Lord, give me a promotion on my job. But yet, if I'm not putting forth the work, the work ethic, if I'm not actually doing the task before me, showing myself faithful mm-hmm. in where I'm at, why should I expect people to look on me and promote me to something else? Mm-hmm. So it's like God wants to shower us with blessings. He wants to give us things, but sometimes we have to make sure we have the character and the work ethic to actually maintain what he gives us, because he wants us to take care of the things he gives us. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of times in our lives, we don't see the manifestation of the things we're asking for is because we don't want to change who, you know, how we deal with things, our character or things like that, to actually, when we get it, to cherish it, you know, to actually make this thing be productive and actually helpful for other people.
Dr. Sparks, can you talk to us about your thoughts on mindset and how important that is for us?
The mindset, I think sometimes we don't give enough value to that. You know, like, what are we thinking about? And I know maybe a lot of people are familiar with Joyce Meyer's Battlefield of the Mind. Mm-hmm. And she kind of just addresses, you know, all the things that can come against us in our mind. And in our mind, sometimes we think about the physical, we think about the emotional, but we have to think about that part that's actually processing all of this. You know, that's our true. Mind is what's processing what we're seeing, what we're feeling. It's processing what we're saying and what we're bringing in.
Yep.
And so if our mindset is off, if our thinking is not right or set right, then how we, whatever else comes out of our mouths, how we respond is going to be off. Mm-hmm. And so it's important for us, you know, it's like creating me a clean heart, you know, renewing me the right spirit. It's getting us to a place where we're positioning ourselves to handle things correctly, mm-hmm. to handle things in truth. And so with our mindsets, I think it's really important, you know, it tells us to hide the word of God in our hearts and all these things, because when we say mindset, it kind of, we use all these different words to talk about the same thing. We talk about heart, you know, we talk about thoughts. And when we say the mindset, it actually is a combination of all those things. They come together. And so we have to say, what is the end result that I want in my life? Mm-hmm. Do I want peace in my life? You know, mm-hmm. So if peace is my goal, my mindset is set on peace. So when those things, those conversations happen, when those situations happen, if my mind is set on peace, then how I respond is going to be towards peace. But if my mind is set on hatred or bitterness or vengefulness or even just self-loathing, you know, we can get not just outwardly, inwardly, we can get to the place where we're just not thinking good about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if our end goal is set, that if we set our minds on that, then we're not working, but that's what we're working towards, whether we want to or not. And so it's important for us to set our minds on, what is it that I want from this day? Who do I want to be at this season of my life? What do I want for my children? What do I want for my family? And we set ourselves and say, this is what I want. And so once we set our minds on that, then we have our emotions and our responses and our actions to get us to that point. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we can think that it's like a mystical thing, but it actually is just work. You know, it's like, this is what I'm going to do because this is what I said I want. And mm-hmm. that's what mindset is to me. It's like I'm setting myself up for what I said I want.
I don't know if we're able to connect this thought to mindset, but can you talk about God's grace? How would that tie in?
God's grace. When I look at God's grace, we see it as, you know, his favor. Thank God for his favor, right? We don't deserve it, first thing. But God's grace is also seen in him giving us the desire for his will and actually giving us the strength to do his will. Mm. And so his grace is so important with mindset, because we can't, honestly, we can say we want it, but we can't do it without him. We need his grace to actually accomplish these goals. And so I think grace falls right in line with mindset. We have to say, a lot of things we want to try to do it on our own. So we want to try to accomplish these things and not even consult God and all that ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think of. I said it once, the first best step and the first next step is talking to God, you know? Mm. So it's like whatever you're dealing with, the best thing for us to do is look to God and say, God, help me. And I know a lot of times in my life, I haven't even had a desire to want to do the right thing. You know, it's like, it's not right now, Lord, you know where I'm at. I don't even want to do this, but you help me to even desire to want to do the right thing right now, along with giving me the ability to do it. And we have to give ourselves some grace. Sometimes it takes time to get to those points, those places, to get, you know, meet those mindsets, but God is right there with us. His grace is there for us, and he's going to build us up. We say we want it, he wants to give it to us. And so we have to just allow ourselves to receive his grace. And I think a lot of times that's where we like it. We like to hear it, but we're not big on receiving it, you know, and actually inviting it into our lives and saying, Lord, help me. I know I can't do it. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I can. I need you to finish this thing out.
Why do you think it's difficult for us to receive grace?
One thing, we don't think we qualify for it. You know, like, I haven't done enough. You know, I'm not good enough. Honestly, I know a lot of times I feel that way. And was it Tasha Cobbs? She had this song, In Spite of Me. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know I'm not good enough for this, you know, but I'm going to move past that because I know you love me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it's hard for us to move past that we're not enough. And then the other thing is we do not, we think we can do it on our own. We can either have that, you know, those both extremes, either I'm not worthy of it, that Lord, you know, I can't take it. Or the other extreme is, I think I can do it. I don't really need God for this. I think I can tackle this on my own. So let me go do it on my own. And so we know, we do that, we go that route also when it comes to God's grace.
I wanted to mention that I'm just taking a turn here for a second, but you also have a podcast.
Yes, it's called Embracing Abundant Life. And so we just want to encourage people, just like you are, just encourage people to see God and to see what he's offering us each and every day. He's offering us his love. He's offering us his grace. He's offering us his people. You know, sometimes we don't value relationship like we should. And so he offers us so much so that we can be at a place of peace and of prosperity even. And so it's like, sometimes we just have to be reminded of it. I mean, I have to be reminded of it, you know? So it's like that podcast is just about reminding people of what he's constantly just wanting to pour on us. He wants it. He wants to give it to us. It's just, sometimes we have to be reminded to look his way, you know, the reminder, look my way, you know?
That is so true. Yeah. So how did you start your podcast? Tell me the story.
Honestly, okay, so I wrote the book. I hadn't published it yet, and I was in the car, and somebody had said something about a podcast, and so I had my husband listening to whatever. It was like a marriage podcast, I believe, and he was like, why don't you do one of those? And I was like, huh, I guess I could do one of those. And so that's how it started. It was like, why not, right? Yeah, so it was like, okay, yeah, I think I can. But it is still a good bit of work, but, you know, it's like you see the value of just encouraging people, and so you do it.
So very true. So very true. And we can listen to you. Where should we go?
You can listen to me on any of the platforms. Just look me up, Embracing Abundant Life, Ava Sparks. It should come up. This particular season, we're doing an overcomer. Our subject is overcomer. So we've been talking about different topics that, you know, that we have to overcome, and we need God in each of these things. Previously, we were just kind of doing like a life thing. So we've only been at it for a year. So it's a new podcast, but God has been blessing, and we've had some wonderful guests on. Yes, ma'am.
That sounds amazing. Okay, now I want to go back to what we were talking about before. We talked about mindset. We've been talking about God's grace. Now I want to ask you, how are you tying in mindset, God's grace, as it relates to your family, particularly your children? How does that tie in?
So for me right now, so I've actually went back to school. Like I said, I got a PhD, decided I want to go back and get another degree. So
my goodness.
And so for me, it's like I have all these different things, you know, all these things being asked of me right now. I put them on my plate, but you know, I have to meet up, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I still have my children, and I still have my husband. I still have, you know, a home and all these other things that I still need to take care of.
Yeah.
And so honestly, you get so tired, and I have to be like, Lord, give me desire to keep wanting to take care of all these things. Help me to keep wanting to, you know, check the box, you know, to wake up and, you know, and to do it with a smile, you know, to do it with some joy, to do it with peace. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been one of my struggles, but I thank God that he continues to tap me on the shoulder and tell me to enjoy life. You know, you know, he continues to tap me on the shoulder and say, this is your life. You need to enjoy it. You know, it's like, yes, you got the list, you got the kids, you got the responsibilities, but you can do all this and you can miss out on what I'm really trying to get you to do too. I want you to enjoy this. I want you to see me in all of it. And so I thank God for his grace in that he keeps tapping me on my shoulder and says, Avis, you need to enjoy it now, you know? And then when it comes to my children, it's like, I want them to see me enjoy life. You know, I don't want them seeing mommy always with a solemn look on her face, or always with a snappy comment because she's tired, or, you know, I want God to help me to have that desire and give me that strength and capability to do it, because honestly, this life wears on you. And I just don't want it to make me forget who I am and what he's offered me. You know, he's offered me peace. You know, he's offered me these beautiful children, that, you know, a loving husband. And not to say, like I say, we say all these things with good words, but it's like, it all comes with responsibilities and struggles, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, let me deal with this and still have joy. Let me deal with this and still see God and have peace with whatever comes up. And so I think with me, his grace has been like paramount. And then mindset is just like, enjoy it, Avis, enjoy it, you know? Mm. So I thank God for his grace that he continues to tap me on the shoulder and says, okay, Avis, you have to enjoy this thing. You know, you have to enjoy your family. You have to enjoy what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you can't take for granted what I'm giving you. You know, don't take it for granted. It's an opportunity, you know? Yes, ma'am.
So in the time that we have left, I wanted to ask you to please, you've already offered so many words of wisdom and encouragement, but what would be one final thought that you would leave our audience today for them to hold on to and possibly apply right away? What's something you can leave with us?
One of the things in the book and just in life, we all have struggles. You know, we're all dealing with something.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed that you're dealing with something. Mm-hmm. Don't hide, because it's a trick of the enemy. Mm-hmm. Don't hide from God because you're dealing with something. The sooner you give it to him, the sooner you acknowledge it, the sooner you can heal from it, the sooner he can deliver you from it, the sooner he can begin to pour that wisdom and advice into you so that you can overcome it. So I just want to encourage people, like, shame is from the devil. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're dealing with, don't let it stop you. Yes, it doesn't feel good, but acknowledge whatever, if it's a bad choice, a bad situation, whatever it is, give it to God and say, help me with it. Mm-hmm. You know, help me to do this thing that is, I haven't been making the right choices. Help me to make the right choices. You know, I'm not in a good place. Help me to get to a good place. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage the listeners to do that, just to see God today, see that he loves you, that he wants to give you that grace, that he does want to change that mindset if your mindset's not right. That he does want to empower you to live well, to live whole, and to actually live with abundance in your life.
Now, tell us where we can purchase the book.
Well, you can purchase the book on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's on all the different, you can even give it at Walmart online. Okay. But you can also go to my website, asparkministries.com. I also sell it on my website. And so you can get it on pretty much any platform. And right now you can get a study guide to complement the book. I released that this summer. So if you have your small group studies and things like that, you can get that on Amazon. That's available to do your small group studies and things such as that. Yes, ma'am.
That's wonderful. So you gave us your website, your web address. Mm-hmm. Are you on any of the social media platforms?
Or? Yes, you can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at asparkmin, I-M-I-N. ASPARKMIN, because my name is Spark. So sometimes people put the little S in there, but it is asparkmin for that Facebook and for the Instagram. And even a little TikTok in there too. If you want to look on TikTok. I do a little poetry every once in a while on TikTok. And you can also find me on YouTube, some of the things on YouTube, just Aspark Ministries on YouTube. Yes, ma'am.
And you know what? Thank you for mentioning that, because you also blog, right?
Yes. You can go to the blog on my website, asparkministries.com. I do devotionals, like poetry. So kind of a little random everything, just something to inspire people, you know, to encourage you on your daily walk. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I mean, you definitely are a positive and inspiring person. And I just want to thank you so very much for sharing, you know, your nuggets of wisdom that God has given you. It's just, you know, just who you are. You're a very encouraging person. So thank you so much for sharing with our audience today. And thank you for reminding us that, you know, God is available, you know, he's waiting to help us. And I think sometimes we do forget that. We try so hard to do things on our own. So we needed to hear that reminder today. that grace is available, that our mindset is important, and God is waiting for us to say, Lord, help me.
Yes. He just wants to hear those words. He's what they say, he's a gentleman. He's just not going to barge in there. He's waiting for you to invite him in. He wants to be a part of it, but he wants you to invite him into it.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Sparks, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, would you mind praying for our listening audience, for them to be able to just surrender to God and give whatever it is over to him?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just are so thankful, Lord God, for those who are listening, Lord God. We ask that you meet them right where they are, Lord God, that you minister to their hearts and to their minds and into their situations, Lord God. We ask that you help them, Lord God, to release those pains, those hurts, Lord God, that indecision, Lord God, those struggles. Help them to release them to you, Lord God. Help them to gain trust and faith in your love for them, Lord God, and your ability to come through for them, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you continue to just pour into their lives, Lord God, that you touch their hearts, that you touch their minds, that you touch their emotions, Lord God, for they need you right now, Lord God. And we ask that they begin to feel your love, Lord God, that they begin to see your love, Lord God, throughout the day, Lord God, that you are there with them, Lord God, that you have purpose and promises for them, Lord God, that you have deliverance and healing for them, Lord God, that you have so much that you want to offer them, Lord. And we ask that you help them, Lord God, to open their hearts, to open their hands, Lord God, to open their situations to you and invite you in, Lord God. And we just pray these things in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Dr. Ava Sparks, thank you so much for being a guest today on the Circle 31 podcast.
Thank you all for having me. It was a blessing.
If today's episode was a blessing to you, visit our website at Circle31InternationalWomen'sMinistry.org to follow our podcast, listen to past episodes, and to read our blog. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Thank you for joining us today.